Good morning. This is Evelyn Cole coming to you from the University of Missouri Extension Center in Mount Vernon. Well, we finally have cattle that have gone on the market out of the feed out in Iowa after about a two-month delay. We'll call this the COVID-19 delay. As you know, we usually send our cattle up in November, first week in November, in fact, and they are ready to start coming out typically in mid-April. Well, this year, due to the packing plants in that Iowa, Nebraska, in fact, in many parts of the country, were shut down due to coronavirus problems and the testing positives. And all of a sudden, we were being told, well, the plants can't buy any cattle this week or next week or sometime in the future. And so you've all read about this in the media during the last 3 months or so since, well, actually back in early April, I think, is when a lot of this all hit. But anyway, we did finally get some cattle sold and closed out last week, in fact, all of the cattle that we had up there for this year's Missouri Steer Feed Out. They are running about 2 months behind when we typically would have sold. So we normally would have sold some in late April. We would have this year sold them in late June and then turned around and finished up the others just last week. So we're well behind the eight ball, and of course feed costs are going to be pretty high. But the cattle appeared to have kept right on gaining, and we will see how we come out dollar and cents wise. The market also took a plunge there for certain periods of during the time that we were not able to sell. And so all of it's going to make for a rather unusual comparison of this year's feed out to past year's feed outs. And we did have some cattle that were well over 1,500 pounds. In fact, I think we had one steer was weighing 17 when he went out on the first kill group. So far, I don't think we've had any 5-yield grade cattle, and that speaks well for the genetics of our cattle. Anytime you can take a steer to 1,500 pounds and not run some 4-yield grades, 5-yield grades even possible, you've done something well with the genetic package. It really helps you out in cases like this. Had we had some earlier maturing, short, small frame cattle in there that came in and were weighing as much as these did, at least 200 pounds over the optimum weight, we would have ended up with some 5-yield grades. There's no doubt in my mind. So where we're at now is that we will have our steer feed out finale scheduled for the University of Missouri Southwest Research Center on August the 4th at 7 p.m. This is still a somewhat tentative date, but many of you that might like to mark this on your calendar and come out and be with us on the 4th, you're certainly welcome. And I think you'll learn something about what we found out by feeding cattle in the year of 2020. Well, this is Olin Cole with University of Missouri Extension in Mount Vernon for 860 AM KKOW.